Welcome to the My Crazy Office podcast with the authors of Working With You Is Killing Me, Working For You Isn't Working For Me, and Mean Girls at Work, Kathy Elster and Catherine Crowley. They're committed to creating world peace one crazy office at a time. And now, here are Kathy and Catherine.
Hey everyone, I'm Kathy Elster.
And I'm Catherine Crowley, and welcome to My Crazy Office.
So we're going to just do it a little different this time.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, we're going to ask two questions, very, very different situations.
Mm-hmm.
So the first one concerns a coworker who hogs the microwave during lunch. I mean, I got other microwave stories, but that's pretty annoying, but light. The second question is regarding a boss who humiliates his employees in public.
Ooh.
In public workspaces. And the reason why we're only doing one heavy is because we didn't want it to be that heavy.
My depressing office.
Right, my depressing office. So we thought we'd start with a funny.
Show.
And if you don't want depressing, you can leave after the commercial break. But chances are you have been humiliated by a boss and should stay and listen to the whole thing.
Oh, yeah.
So what's our first light question, Logan?
I have a coworker who is both very nice and very annoying. We all work at a human service agency located in a remote setting, and there is only one microwave for everyone to use. During the lunch hour, this colleague always gets to the microwave first. She puts her meal into the microwave, heats it for a minute, takes it out again, stirs it, and puts it in again. This process can take up to 5 minutes because she also starts conversations with people while she's stirring her food.
Oh, boy.
I always forget to stir.
She's doing it properly. She's thorough.
She's thorough. The rest of us are standing in a line, waiting and watching.
That's the problem.
Yeah.
Not the stir.
Not the stir. I don't know if it's a Southern thing, but we never say anything because we don't want to be rude. Also, I get the sense that she does not take well to criticism. What should we do?
This is definitely not happening in New York.
This is definitely not
right?
happening.
Right? We would have just...
What would we do in New York in that situation?
Hurry up.
Yeah. Yeah, move the line along. Come on. We got, you know...
We don't have all day here.
I'm aging here. I'm getting old waiting for
you. I'm going to have to get a Botox injection just waiting for this food.
It would be stuff like that.
It would be stuff like that. For example, for all of you who are not New York.
And I
That's
also,
right.
I just don't think a New Yorker would do that. Take it out and stir it. I mean, we don't
no,
actually.
No, I know one who would, but
you do.
Oh yes.
Oh, you clearly don't want to say.
No, I don't want to say. But yes,
is this someone in your personal life?
Is this someone I know who has had trouble at work for this very thing?
Really?
But
are they
people
a native
say
New
something.
Yeah. I think I know who she's talking about, but I'll leave that alone.
Yeah. Keep going.
Okay, because I mean, normally New Yorkers are very conscious of holding up lines. We don't like to hold up lines.
We don't like to wait, and we don't like to keep people waiting.
Right. So anyway, for the rest of the country and the world, get a second microwave.
Yes.
I mean, I think this woman should be confronted. I mean, this is not home. This is the workplace. And if everybody's going to be microwaving their lunches, you know.
So I was thinking you could be a little playful and say something, can I help you with that? Or
can I stir that for you?
Exactly.
Two hands are better than one.
You keep talking and I'll stir, okay?
Well, the thing is, what really can they do? Put up a sign, like, not more than two stirs? Like, what? Like, really, what is the company supposed to do?
No talking aloud while you're stirring.
I mean, what do you do with somebody that stupid?
Yeah.
I think it's stupid.
Well,
self-centered.
It's funny you say that. Yeah, self-centered, I think, is what's true. And the other part is that when the person says, I get the sense she does not take well to criticism.
Yeah.
But she's very nice and very annoying. So now we know she's probably passive-aggressive, right? So if you do confront someone like that, she'll say, oh, I'm sorry. But then she'll probably talk about you later.
Yeah, this is so ridiculous but this is the kind of thing that turf wars start in the office over crap like this.
And all those hungry, I mean, I'm picturing all those hungry people standing in line politely not saying anything. Mm-hmm. I can imagine being ticked off.
You know, we have this sign I see in every gym, but in my gym, you're not supposed to be on the treadmill for more than 30 minutes.
Uh-huh.
And I don't know that anybody's sitting there with a stopwatch.
Right.
But, you know, sometimes you have to say, don't hog the microwave. You know,
yeah.
you've got 2 minutes apiece or something.
Right. Mm-hmm.
That probably wouldn't matter, right?
I think the person who would say that would need to be like the principal or the executive director or the whatever it is, the chief of something.
Well, the office manager
has
to go to this, you know, woman and say, have you noticed there's a line behind you? You know, I mean, right? Oh, you don't like that suggestion?
I like it.
I mean, that's what I would say. Have you noticed? And maybe, you know.
And that they're waiting to eat their food.
Right.
He turns around and there's a line of 50 people waiting.
Honestly, I think she needs her own microwave.
I think your solution is excellent. That everyone, no. I'm sure that.
They're
I'm
cheap,
sure
right?
They'd gladly pitch in. Yes, and also you can get
pitch in.
Yeah, I would pitch in for my second microwave if that was my situation. And you're right, you can get microwaves. And actually, our microwave, I think someone was throwing theirs out, right?
You bought it. You bought it at a greatly reduced price and then threw the one we had that was perfectly good away. We could have given it to them if we had known. But I just think, first of all, I think she should be told, but clearly this is, you know, they don't want to. But it's one of those things that is just so annoying in the workplace that makes people infuriated.
It can ruin your day, right?
Right. They hate her. Well, it piles up. You know, I'm sure it's not just the microwave. She probably
stands by the photocopy machine.
Exactly.
Oh, my goodness.
You know she does. And she sharpens her pencils until they're like, you know, it's on fire. You know, she does this.
She parks and she straddles two parking spaces.
She could do that. So she's just needy of attention or something.
Yeah. I think to your point, she's probably quite self-absorbed and, you know, thinks that she's wonderful. And so what she does is wonderful and how much time she takes is fine.
Do you think she even knows
that she's irritating people?
Yeah.
No, but if you're not self-absorbed, it's very hard to imagine that she doesn't know. Do you know what I mean? I think that's the challenge, actually, for this person and for anyone who works with someone like this is to not take their behavior personally.
Mm-hmm.
Because the person who wrote this question would never do this,
right?
She feels the pain of all the other people standing with her in line, with him in line, you know. So, yeah, the key is to not take her behavior personally, get a second microwave, or, as you say, say something.
I just thought of another thing she probably does. She probably holds up the line in the ladies' room. Sorry about that. She probably washes her hands a lot, uses all the soap.
Or takes phone calls in the stall.
Yeah.
Oh,
or is texting people, so she's in there a long time. She probably uses all the toilet paper also. Anyway, I've had enough for her. Had enough. Get a new microwave. Okay.
Yeah.
So let's take a quick commercial break and come back with something a lot more serious.
Ever feel like you or your company could use a 20-minute therapy session? Well, K-Squared has your back. Simply download a K-Talk, plug in those ear pods, or gather a group of your coworkers and feel better instantly. Well, almost. Each K-Talk covers a specific topic and costs a fraction of what a traditional therapy session would. Feeling stressed by your workload? There's a K-Talk for that. Working with someone who's done you wrong? There's a K-Talk for that. Can't ask for a raise, need a vacation, hate your boss? K-Talk, K-Talk, K-Talk. Just go to ksquaredenterprises.com and purchase the K-Talk that fits your situation. Now back to our show.
Okay, welcome back. Logan, what's our question?
I work in the finance department of a company where all of the office space is open area design. We have one manager who is very self-centered and who likes to humiliate the staff in front of others. This person will point out the mistakes of an employee in a loud voice and challenge the person to correct them. It is very uncomfortable for all of us, but we fear talking back because then we will become the target. I'd love some solid advice for addressing this issue.
Ooh. Ugh, awful.
Yeah.
Much rather have a microwave problem. This is really awful. You know, I would love to say that this is just a part of the open air design, but it's not.
Yeah.
Because I've seen bad managers humiliate, you know, in meetings. Like
they
will find a way to humiliate where others can hear it, which is a double humiliation.
Yes, it is. And it also leaves a bad feeling with everyone in the room.
Oh, yeah.
Right?
Mm.
It's like you witness abuse.
You could be the target. You could be the next target, and you know how it feels. And also, you don't want to hear that. It just feels horrendous.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's not good morale.
No, it's really bad for morale. I mean, I think that this has to be taken to a higher authority.
Ah.
I think you have to go to, you know, some HR departments you can go to, some you can't. Mm-hmm. But it has to be brought to somebody in a superior
position.
Yeah. And or you could just record it and YouTube it. Kidding. I didn't mean that. But that's another
which
way.
Which has been done.
It has been done.
Yeah. Yeah.
But I think it has to be brought up that you're very uncomfortable when this happens. Because somebody has to speak to this person and get that under control.
So that means, though, that you also need to document each incident, at least for a while, right? So that you have a number of very concrete examples to bring to the HR person, I would imagine.
Or your supervisor.
Or your supervisor, yeah.
Well, it's always best to have a concrete, and it can't just be, well, I don't remember the day, I don't remember what they said. But, yeah, the more information you can give, the better. And I would also say that I want to do this anonymously.
Yeah.
Because I feel this is a toxic environment.
Yeah.
And it feels, what's the word I'm looking for? Like,
dangerous?
Well, yeah, but it's,
abusive?
Yeah, it's abusive.
Yeah.
To treat people that way.
Yeah.
I mean, how bad a mistake? I mean, so, you know, most open air environments do have some closed doors where they give reviews and they discipline.
Yeah.
And so somehow this person, you know, is doing this on purpose.
Right.
Because if they really wanted to tell somebody something, they could take them into another room.
And the conscious raising of the voice, right?
Yeah.
The loud voice.
Yeah.
This sounds like a power thing. This sounds like a control thing.
Yeah. Yeah, now the big challenge is whether your company has the kind of culture that will actually address this kind of behavior. Because unfortunately, there are places, and financial a quiet bank, I'm sure this doesn't usually happen, but certainly on trade floors, this kind of thing can happen a lot, you know, in situations where there's a high activity of some kind, and maybe the top salesperson has a hot temper. Things like this can happen.
It can happen anywhere. I mean, when I worked in the garment center, it happened all the time.
Perfect, right.
And, you know, we were talking about pants, you know, and people would lose
very
their mind.
About pants.
Yeah.
Yeah, very passionate about cotton. And it never made sense to me. You know, we were not talking about life and death, but yet people, because it was about money. You're going to lose money if they didn't get their delivery. You're going to lose money if they didn't get the order. So they would act as if, you know, it was really life and death. But, you know, the thing is, you can get more out of people by, you know, letting them know about their mistakes in a constructive way than you can by humiliating everybody. But I think there are managers that think that this works.
They think that that's how they're going to get the best out of
them.
They
do think it works. And I have heard people say that.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Well, then they're focused. Then they all work really hard and no mistakes are made.
Yeah.
And I bet that is true because everybody's living in fear.
Right, but listen, Mr. Smarty Pants, whoever said that, they're gonna hide their mistakes, actually. I don't think that's true. I think that what happens is if you have someone like this, that people tend to cover up situations that they know they'll be yelled at for.
I think that's true. I just had a business owner tell me that when he is really tense and working really hard and, you know, barking orders, everybody works harder.
Mm.
And I think there's some truth to that, that when you're on it, your energy is, okay, we got to get this work done.
Yeah.
That's different than standing up and humiliating somebody.
Right. Sure.
That's a slightly different story. Yeah. But this sounds really, really terrible. What kind of a person does this? Like, what's wrong with them?
Well, usually they have some impulse control issues, number one. They're usually fairly narcissistic because they're not imagining how their behavior is actually affecting the other person. And they're usually, they think that power happens through intimidation.
Well, there's plenty of those in the
workplace.
Yeah, and I think to your point, unless they are stopped, unless someone interrupts what they're doing, obviously the message is that I can get away with this. And I'm getting the best out of my people. And something you often say, Kathy, is these individuals are frequently very good at managing up.
Yeah.
Right? So unless someone in a higher position actually witnesses this behavior, it may go untold.
Yeah, and they probably won't witness it.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, to me, it's really a bully,
absolutely.
You know, and power. This is somebody who really, you know, they go home and kick the dog also. Like, they just have power. They need power. Mm-hmm. Really unattractive. I mean, if you could get moved or transferred, I would try to look for that also. If there's no one that will help. I mean, yeah. I think that this can go on if there's no one who sees it or anyone above to help. Mm-hmm. And it can go on for quite some time.
It sure can. I mean, sometimes what happens is that coworkers will come together as a force.
Right.
If you have four people go to HR and report this,
it'll get looked at.
Yeah, it's much more powerful.
But HR is not they're likely going to use names.
Yeah.
And say, so you need somebody who's safe, but in a powerful position to help.
Yeah.
And that's why recording it, that's why it's tempting to record it.
So that they really get the picture?
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm.
Have people done that? Do people do that?
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Everyone's got a cell phone. Mm-hmm.
Well, that's true in the age of the cell phone.
Right, the smartphones. Age, right?
Yeah. Yeah. And actually, at one point, I think we worked with someone who did something like that, mm-hmm. recorded it and put it on YouTube.
Really? They put up a website.
Yeah, put up a website.
Gosh.
Yes. Yes. That didn't fly very
well. They didn't fire him.
They did not. Because they understood that he was voicing the unhappiness of other employees.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
It's true.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't think it's a bad idea to band together.
Yeah. I think there's power in numbers,
mm-hmm.
for sure.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. But just know that you're in a situation that, you know, if it's ongoing, if it's not just a one-off, I mean, everybody has a bad day. But if you're in this situation and it's been going on for some time, that's because there's nobody watching. There's nobody that cares. Maybe they agree or they just don't know. And that's not a good culture. You may want to move on if that's feasible.
Right. Well, that's if you don't want this is a daily diet, right? I mean, because in some ways it could get better for a while and then it may get worse again. It's very hard to predict the outcome, the long-range outcome of something like
that. I mean, do you know anyone who's capable of letting this roll off their back?
I do actually know one or two people. Yeah. But again, you know, sometimes the people who can let it roll off their back are also yellers themselves. So
I see.
You know, they see it all as part of just communication. We're just talking. We're just expressing what we need here.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Humiliating each other. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, that's where you have to understand the culture. Mm-hmm. And actually, I was thinking another industry that where this used to happen, it may not anymore, but TV used to have quite a few of those situations because you'd be racing to a production time, right?
Mm-hmm. Right.
And so often the talent or the producer or the director would feel that they had license to blow steam. If something wasn't and no one would challenge that because the stakes felt so high meeting mm-hmm. a deadline.
Right.
Well.
Right. So if it's the nature of your industry, well, then you got to roll with it because it's momentary and these are probably okay people that are under pressure and this is the way it rolls.
Right.
I didn't get that from this question. it just sounds like there's one awful, or maybe there's a handful of awful people. But if that is a pattern in the company, then that is the culture.
That's right.
And we always talk about culture, and that if you're not in a good fit, that's a problem. So in general, if people can't let this roll off their back, it's got to be hurting you in some way.
Yes, it is. And unfortunately, usually we don't know that until we somatize, which is we develop, you know, back pain mm-hmm. or stomach ulcers or migraines or something like mm-hmm. that.
Or all of them.
Or all of the above. I was going to say, I'm going to make a little plug now. We have, and if you go to our website and look up Working With You Is Killing Me, the book, you can download a free chapter on corporate culture, mm-hmm. right? And this could be interesting. If you work in a situation like this, it could be interesting to take the corporate culture assessment mm-hmm. and see just what we're talking about. Is this the culture or is this a single incident with one person who, if it was brought to someone's attention, it could change?
Right.
Yeah.
Well, I hope that's helpful for those of you going through something like this. And I think that's it.
Yes. We feel your pain. Tweet us your stories and advice about microwave hoggers and demeaning bosses to AskKate2. Join us next time for another My Crazy Office podcast. Review us on iTunes, SoundCloud, and Stitcher, please. And don't forget to send your questions to info at mycrazyoffice.co.
My Crazy Office is produced in New York City at K Squared Studios. Stay crazy.